Yeah. Excuse me while I kiss this guy.
What?
Did Hendrix just say he's going to kiss a guy? That's cool. No, that's not what he said. He said he was going to kiss the sky. That is one of the classic misheard lyrics of all time. And that's what we're going to talk about. We have a lot of fun doing this. We haven't done it in a long time. We want you to call in or text in your misheard lyrics. You thought the lyrics were something, and in fact, maybe you sang along with them incorrectly for 15 years until you found out the correct lyrics. So we're going to talk about the classic misheard lyrics, some other ones that we have. KissThisGuy.com is a terrific website that has really funny stories and really good misheard lyrics from people all over the internet. And it's KissThisGuy.com. All right. 312-981-7200 for your misheard lyrics, text, or talk. 312-981-7200. It's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. And we're going to get into the misheard lyrics thing if you want to jump in. We're going to get to that in a second. But I wanted to mention a really important thing and a really cool thing. It's a fundraiser that's happening for Matt Olson. The Minnesota Wild and the Chicago Blackhawks have united in support of Matt Olson. He's a Minnesota native who sustained a severe spinal cord injury last month playing junior hockey for the Chicago Cougars. Now, both the Wild and the Blackhawks have donated several one-of-a-kind experiences to bid on. They include rare opportunities like traveling on team planes to a road game or being a player for the day. You can find a link to bid at WGNradio.com/events. Auction bids are accepted through noon on Wednesday, March 30th. So go to WGNradio.com/events and find out how you can bid in the auction and donate to Matt Olson's GoFundMe page. It's a very, very sad story, and it's really, really cool that the Wild and that the Blackhawks have gotten together to help this guy out. And again, you can bid on these auctions, some really incredible one-of-a-kind experiences and things that have been donated by the Hawks and by the Wild. And again, you can get all that information at WGNradio.com/events, and you can donate to Matt Olson's GoFundMe page. So go right now, WGNradio.com/events. Start your bidding and start your donating for Matt Olson. So, very, very cool that these two teams got together to do that. So, help out. All right, WGNradio.com/events. All right, Esmeralda, did you have any misheard lyrics that you have remembered?
I couldn't really think of any. And again, I don't actually say words if I don't know the word.
She'll just go, blah, blah, blah.
I'll just mumble something that isn't even coherent. Like, at least with Kiss This Guy, that
right.
makes sense. I usually just like random words that just sound like they got real hard up on trying to find a rhyme.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, my favorite, you know, I've talked about this before. This isn't a misheard lyrics, but you're talking about trying to find things that rhyme. One of the most ridiculous rhymes in rock and roll history is by, of course, Steve Miller, who has many ridiculous rhymes. I mean, abra, abra, cadabra, I want to reach out and grab ya. So that's a ridiculous one. But the most ridiculous one, and I've mentioned this before, is from Steve Miller's song, Take the Money and Run, which is, they went down to El Paso and ran into a great big hasso. And I have no idea what a hasso is.
Are you sure it's not a hatso?
What does that mean?
I don't know. A very large hat.
But it's supposed to be hassle.
Oh, a hassle.
Yeah.
Oh, like a problem?
Yeah. They went down to El Paso and ran into a great big hasso. It's supposed to be hassle.
Yeah, maybe it's hassle. That's just their way of...
No, it was Steve Miller's bad songwriting where he said, oh, you know what? I can't say hassle, so I'm just going to say hasso.
It's the Steve Miller writing formula.
It is.
I don't know if you ever...
It is. No, he's got another one in there, like went to Texas, wants to know what the fax is. And it's not FAX because it was before the fax was invented. It was fax, FACTS. Went down to Texas, went to Texas and wants to know what the fax is. What? So, all right, you want to hear a few of these misheard lyrics, Esmeralda, you ready?
Go for it.
Dan, thank you for putting this together, my friend. And we'll find some more here. Oh, by the way, Dan, the other two Meredith Brooks songs, because this might drive me nuts. For those of you who were listening a little bit earlier, Jesse was in here, and his first album that he ever bought was the debut album by Meredith Brooks with everybody knows the song Bitch.
Yeah.
But the other one, Dan, I think if you, could you pull up the sound for
the other one is
What Would Happen? What did you think it was?
Is that the one with the video?
Well, there's a video.
There's a video where she's it's the neighbor, and then it turns out it's a priest.
I don't know. She's in a room next door to him or something?
Right. And it's a priest.
And that's called What Would Happen. I think that's the song that I really liked. It came out. And I like Bitch, too.
Yeah.
But that was the song where I was like, oh.
Again, pop-up video. That's how I know.
Oh, they did a pop-up video?
They did.
Oh, you know, we learned so much about pop-up video last week. Here we go.
Speaking, I don't hear a word.
That's it. That's the song.
That video, it's a good-looking priest.
Yeah, well, and she's good-looking in that video, too. I like that. I enjoy that song very much. I really do like that song. Boy, that just brought back some 90s memories. Boom! I got to get home and watch Friends! It's funny, I never watched Friends. And I never watched Seinfeld in the 90s. What did I watch in the 90s? Law and Order. I watched a lot of Law and Order in the 90s. Because back in the 90s, Law & Order was on USA 463 times a day.
Were you watching Homicide, Life on the Streets?
Oh, yes, I did.
Yeah.
Andre Brower, baby. The king. Frank Pendleton. The king!
Speaking of Law & Order, did you see who's coming back?
Belzer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, kind of off topic, but not really, I had a dream that I was in Asia, and a hotel room, it started flooding, but my neighbor was Richard Belzer.
What? Did he help you with the flood?
No, well, he also had a flooded room.
So did he come over and go, hey!
No, I just remember he was in his place. Like, it's all flooded. I just remember going,
that was
a really good Richard Belzer.
That was a good Richard Belzer. It's all flooded. That sounds like my Elf. Oh, I want a cat. I'm going to eat the cat.
Little known fact, he voiced Elf.
Oh, that's right.
No, he didn't.
Now, did you know that Richard Belzer was a very popular stand-up comedian before he started on SVU?
Well, he's in Scarface.
He is in Scarface. That's
but
right.
I did know he was a stand-up.
Yeah. He's also in the movie The Groove Tube with Ken Shapiro.
The Groove Tube?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You're too young to remember when they made movies. There was a movie called The Kentucky Fried Movie. Are you familiar with The Kentucky Fried Movie?
That sounds familiar, yeah.
Kentucky Fried Movie is actually made by the Zucker Brothers, the guys who went on to do Airplane and Top Secret and Naked Gun. They wrote this, and they had a theater company in L.A., a comedy troupe in L.A. called the Kentucky Fried Theater. And they made a movie called The Kentucky Fried Movie. And John Landis directed it. It was a movie he made before Animal House, before he went on to huge success. And Kentucky Fried Movie is absolutely hysterical. But there were some movies that came out in the 70s that were takeoffs of TV shows, commercials, and all that stuff. They were sketch comedy feature-length movies. The Groove Tube was one of them. Chevy Chase is in The Groove Tube. It's like the first thing he ever did. They had The Groove Tube. They had Kentucky Fried Movie. And they also had Tunnel Vision. Those are all. It was a fad for a little while in the 70s to blow weed and then watch movies that have fake commercials and TV shows in them. So, Kentucky Fried Movie, the best of all of them. So, all right. Well, we've got. All right, you ready here? Here's the first one. Okay. Dancing Queen by ABBA has been misheard.
Okay.
All right. The lyric that is wrong is, see that girl, watch her scream, kicking the dancing queen. That's what they think it is. See that girl, watch her scream, kicking the dancing queen.
So jealous.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I mean, obviously the right lyric is see that girl, watch that scene, dig in the dancing queen.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
That's what I've been saying.
No, that's correct. But, I mean, I don't know. That's a little bit of a stretch. Dan, don't you think it's a little stretch? See the girl, watch her scream, kicking the dancing queen?
Well, one, see that girl is the same person as the dancing queen. So how would she be watching the dancing queen if that is the
no,
same the, person?
See that? No, according to the wrong lyric.
Right. But, you know, the whole song, they're talking about one person.
Yeah.
And then it'd be weird if just out of nowhere, one sentence.
Yeah. but it's see that girl.
Corner.
So, but then of course the girl that they're watching, the dancing queen that they're watching suddenly starts getting kicked. That's what happens according to the wrong lyrics. Well, another girl comes up and kicks her.
Well, that's jealousy.
It's also wrong. Dan, jealousy. Don't you think that's pushing it a little bit?
I was surprised that was number one. There are other ones that I was like, wow, I've never heard it that way, but yeah. that one I could totally hear. That one I was kind of like,
hmm. This is, wait, one more time. See that girl, watch her scream, kicking the dancing queen. I don't know, man.
People hearing it out of a bad speaker?
I guess. This is a song from the 70s. Everybody was probably high when they were listening to it. So
there's that.
So, no, I hear the correct lyric. I do. All right. We have someone who's calling in. Do we have someone who's calling in? Okay, it's Rich on WGN. Hey, Rich.
Hey, Dan. Hey, Nick. How you doing tonight?
All right. What do you got for a misheard lyric?
Van Morrison's Brown Eyed Girl.
Oh.
In the reserves, we used to sing, you know, like, different songs and stuff when we were riding around in trucks and stuff. Everybody I knew sang it as Brown Eyed Squirrel.
A brown-eyed girl. You, my brown-eyed girl.
It could still work.
Yeah, I actually like it better. All right, Rich, thank you, man.
Yep, take care.
Brown eyes. Aren't all squirrels, don't they all have brown eyes?
I don't know. Yes?
Brown-eyed squirrel.
I just imagine Van Morrison cuddling with a squirrel. Walking with it, holding its little paw.
Brown-eyed squirrel.
Feeding it nuts.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. It just makes you, when you hear these, one of the fun things about doing this, when you hear the misheard lyrics, then you kind of look at the song in a completely different way. Like you're just saying, now you're picturing Van Morrison one day just falls in love with a little squirrel and writes a song about it.
It's an ode to the squirrel.
Ode to this little squirrel that hangs out on his front stoop.
Oh, and then to be this whole backstory if he had done that VH1 Storytellers.
Yeah.
He's like, I fell in love with a squirrel.
And then pop-up video. They could do a pop-up video with the little, this is the squirrel. They use the actual squirrel. Bloop. This is the squirrel.
It sleeps with Van Morrison in his bed.
Bloop. Yeah. Okay. All right. We're going to break here, and then we'll come back. More misheard lyrics, and we've got a ton of them here. 312-981-7200. Again, the great website, kissthisguy.com. All right. This is so much better than that damn song we played yesterday featuring Boys to Men and What's Her Face. Mariah, What's Her Face, Carrie. 224 requested for Triple Play Thursday. Yeah! Boys to Men on Triple Play Thursday. Apparently this person from the 224 area code must be a fan of Fly Jams Friday, which happens tomorrow. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. How you doing? We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower, talking about misheard lyrics. All right. Now, I have one from The Police. From one of my favorite songs. Well, that's redundant because, one of my favorite songs ever happens to be by The Police. That's a shocker. This is from one of my favorite, seriously, one of my favorite Police songs. Every Little Thing She Does Is Magic, which is just an incredible song from the great album Ghost in the Machine. And there is a part in the song where Sting, who has been known to sing some lyrics that people don't quite understand. In fact, I think we got a couple of Police songs coming up a little bit later on the list of misheard lyrics. But this one, to me, it sounds like he says something that you can't play on the radio. And this is part from this is from Every Little Thing She Does Is Magic. Here we go.
Ask her if she'll marry me.
Okay, so Esmeralda, can you rewind that, Dan? Can you hear what I think he says? What can be misheard that you can't play on the radio in this segment? See.
Ask her if she'll marry me. Some old fashioned way.
Right there.
Oh. No. I had to think about it. I had to think about it.
That was the best reaction ever. That was the best reaction. Oh.
Well, because I didn't hear it the first time. I was like, what is he talking? And then you have to just kind of think, like, I see.
Yeah. He's saying old-fashioned way.
Yeah.
Is what he's saying. But it sounds like he's saying something else. And I remember when I first heard the song, I was like, Sting! You can't say that.
Do you hear it on the radio and you're just
calling the station?
I did.
I was like, what's going on, man? The FCC is really lightening up the rules. Although at that time, you know, Who Are You by The Who? You know that song, yes?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, do you know there's a part of that song where Daltrey drops the F-bomb in that song?
Right.
And I've heard it thousands of times on FM radio. Uncensored.
Yeah, there's something. I remember when I was at the Loop, I asked about it because there was a certain song. I was like, why is this special? And I think it was something because it's so old.
Because it's so old? What do you mean?
There's just time has passed and like they don't even, they're like, it's okay. I thought it was something, it had something to do with time.
They drop the S-bomb in Money by Floyd.
Yeah, and I think they
let that go.
Something about it being that classic rock or something like that.
I don't know why. How would those rules be? What?
I think it's, I want to say, I forget exactly what the reasoning was.
It doesn't make any sense at all. Oh, they're old. Well, so are the words.
Well, it was something about just, you know, seniority.
Yeah, okay. Kind of Roger Daltrey can get away with it because he's Roger Daltrey.
But it was only those two songs, I think. It was only a couple of songs where it's like, what?
David Gilmour can do it because he's in Floyd. That's okay. But God forbid Timberlake drops an S-bomb on one of his songs. He'll go straight to jail.
Yeah, no, he hasn't been around long enough.
So that's what I thought Sting was saying when I first heard that, but it's old-fashioned. But it does, it's kind of, you can hear it though, right? How that can be mistaken?
I had to think about it, but... I see it. I see it.
All right. How about this one? We Will Rock You by Queen. We Will Rock You by Queen. The correct lyric is kicking your can all over the place. Kicking your can all over the place. Here.
Kicking your can all over the place.
So it has been mistaken by many people as kicking your cat all over the place. So like there's a guy just kicking a cat. So here.
Kicking your can all over the place.
I hear it, yeah. See, that's just cruel, though. Just cruelty to animals.
He's really rocking that cat.
Yeah, he really.
He's forcing that cat to rock.
Yeah, did the cat just get in his way? And he's just like, I'm going to kick it. Yeah. Sorry.
I don't understand it, man.
Kicking your can all over the place.
Is he looking for cats to
know.
Kick? The enemy's cat. He's like, I'm going to kick your cat.
Oh, that's it, man. I'm going to kick your cat.
How much are we going to rock you?
I'm not just going to kick your cat. I'm going to kick your cat all over the place. It's not just one time. It's not a one-time kick. I'm going to walk around the room and just kick him.
Then it starts to sound like a story.
Dr. Seuss story, yeah.
Kicking your cat over there. Over where?
How about this one? 224 area code says the song Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap. I thought they sang Dirty Deeds and Their Thunder Chief.
What?
See, and by the way, Esmeralda, I think this is the first time that we've done this segment since you've been a part of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Many of these are like, how do you get to that? How do you decide that that's the lyric? How do you decide right. that it's Dirty Deeds and their Thunder Chief?
And I wonder, as they're singing, they just go, rock and roll.
Yeah,
I don't
man.
Know.
There's a Thunder Chief, man. I know. I've met a couple of Thunder Chiefs. A bunch of Thunder Chiefs, man. Dirty Deeds and their Thunder Chief. The Thunder Chief is the man that's in charge of the dirty deeds. I don't know. John in Chicago says, Get Lucky by Daft Punk sounds like I'm up for some Mexican lucky.
It's a special kind of lucky.
Yeah. That song does sound, you could miss, I don't know about Mexican lucky, but that does sound, that song does, well, you know why? Because they're singing through robot helmets. You can't make out anything they're saying.
No, they're not singing, though.
Oh, no, they're not. Well, that's the...
No, they just stand there and play
yeah.
instruments.
Is Arby's Hat Man, does he sing that song?
Arby's Hat Man does sing that
okay.
song, yes.
Okay. That's right. All right, we got a break here. When we come back after the news, we got more misheard lyrics. 312-981-7200 for your choices of misheard lyrics here on WGN. This is Fly, man. Fly. 224 area code requested on Triple Play Thursday. Little Boys to Men. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Am I correct in that, was that song featured in Boomerang?
Yeah, I know they definitely were on the soundtrack. I don't know if it was that one or a different one.
But maybe I'm just getting them confused because that song was really popular when Boomerang came out. Because I know that I Die Without You was in Boomerang.
It was. End of the Road was in Boomerang.
Oh, man. See, I know that movie too well. That is really one of my favorite Eddie Murphy movies. That movie rules. And also, Esmeralda, it's got one of the greatest bands ever in it featured, PM Dawn.
I guess.
I Die Without You is a beautiful song. Beautiful. I love when they, you know what was one of my favorite things in the 80s and even into the 90s? Was when they would have videos for songs that were in movies and the videos would include like scenes from the movies or they would like superimpose scenes from the movie like on top, like Prince P is singing that I Die Without You at the piano and then like in the background because it's all like, you know, like all the PM Dawn's videos were all kind of like psychedelic and lush and lovely and there was blue tinted skies and clouds in the background and stuff.
Right. Was it in a waterfall?
It's like a water. Yeah, there's it's a lot of watery and waterfalls and stuff in there because that's what their deal was. But like he's singing the song and I think you're right. I think it's like there's a huge waterfall. It's like a blue waterfall and then like Eddie Murphy's face from the movie like pops in. And then, like, Robin Givens' face comes in.
Right. Well, how else are you going to know it's from a movie?
Oh, God. The best one ever. The best movie song video of all time is Take a Look at Me Now. Phil Collins from Against All Odds, okay, with my man Jeff Bridges, Rachel Ward, James Woods. Take a look at me now. Because there's just an empty space. So every lyric of that song, whatever he's saying, they take moments from the movie that literally show what the words are. Like, we've shed some tears, and they cut to a shot of, like, Rachel Ward crying. There's just an empty space. They cut to a room that's empty. From the movie, like every image is that they take from the movie is the literal image of what Phil Collins is singing. It's hysterical. To this day, the video for that, every time that video comes on. Yeah, like it comes on all the time. But whenever I would like come across YouTube or watch that video, it just cracks me up. It is like the most literal translation of lyrics in a video ever. And it's all clips from the, you know, like if there's a song, if there's a lyric, "We like to kiss," then they cut to Rachel Ward and Jeff Bridges kissing. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Oh, I'm watching one now. It's Elton John, "Can You Feel the Love Tonight?" They're showing scenes onto walls.
Oh, and is that Lion King?
Yes.
Okay. So it's like, and then it's like scenes from The Lion King projected on the wall.
Right.
They do that
just
a lot.
In a room.
Yeah.
Oh, he's also being projected onto white sheets that are.
Okay. How about the video wasn't there a video for, did they do that with Ghostbusters? There was a video for Ghostbusters, right? And they probably showed like Bill Murray getting slimed a couple of times in it.
Oh, probably.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, is he in it?
Oh, maybe they're in it. Yeah, they might have actually, might have been one of those videos. Oh, the best is the video for what the hell was the sequel? Dan! Like, you're going to know. Like, anybody's going to know. What the hell was the sequel to Romance in the Stone called?
Yeah.
Jewel of the Nile. Okay, so Jewel of the Nile was the sequel to Romance in the Stone. And Billy Ocean did a song. Remember Billy Ocean?
Yeah, get out of my dream.
Get out of my dream and into my car. So, Billy Ocean had a song called "The Going Gets Tough, The Tough Get Going." And in the video, Kathleen Turner, Michael Douglas, and Danny DeVito are like the Pips. They're all dressed up like in white suits, and they're doing like a dance routine at microphone stands and choreography on stage with Billy Ocean in the video. So they appear in the video. Not only do they appear in the video, but they sing backup in the video. And they all have matching suits on.
Oh, I see. Oh, yeah.
That video is hysterical. And they also show scenes from the movie in it, too.
Oh, they're so cute.
Oh, ridiculous.
Oh, wow. Michael Douglas is pretty funny.
He's very, if I remember correctly, he's very passionate in that video. Like, he's really singing it.
Well, they all, you know, they all gave their all.
That's well, when the going gets tough, the tough get going.
Exactly.
Billy Ocean.
Michael Douglas is really.
He's loving it. All right. How about this one, Esmeralda? Oh, God. Bon Jovi. I bet Mary's driving in right now, and I'm saying Bon Jovi. She's got to pull over and fan herself because I mentioned Bon Jovi. Living on a Prayer. All right, Esmeralda? Living on a Prayer. The correct lyric is, "It doesn't make a difference if we make it or not." All right? What people hear it as is, "It doesn't make a difference if we're naked or not."
I think it does actually make a difference.
Well, it does it to the law. All right, but let's hear if that sounds like it.
I could, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. That would make the song better if that were the actual lyric. One more time here. Doesn't make a difference if we're naked or not.
I think I might just change it to that.
I think that's better.
That sounds, yeah. Gives a little something. That's
right.
About streaking.
Yeah. Yeah, because streaking was so popular in 1987.
Bon Jovi was trying to make it a thing.
Bon Jovi was trying to bring streaking back. It's like, you know, I really think Ray Stevens is very underappreciated. As a reference that nobody's going to get except if you're over 50. Do you have any idea, Esmeralda, do you have any idea who Ray Stevens is?
A man.
Ray Stevens is a popular sort of country singer-songwriter guy who had a big hit, a novelty hit.
Oh, that guy.
In the 70s called The Streak.
Yeah, no, 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 I know this guy.
Oh, yeah, they call him The Streak. Look at that, look at that.
Oh, right. Yeah, no, no, no. I know this guy.
He also had a song called Guitar Zans.
Oh, God.
Guitar Zan. And not too offensive, he also had a big hit single called Ahab the Arab.
Oh, boy. He also had a song called Mississippi Squirrel Revival.
Yeah.
Maybe he was over there with Van Morrison.
If I remember correctly, I think he also did Everything is Beautiful.
Yes.
In its own way. So, yeah, I think in 1987, Bon Jovi was just trying to bring back the popularity of Ray Stevens and The Streak. Look at that. Look at that. All right. All right. Next one is the next one of the misheard lyrics is by my future ex-wife. Madonna, and the lyric is, like a virgin touched for the very first time. And it's misheard as, like a virgin touched for the 31st time.
Oh,
which,
boy.
Which, in Madonna's case, is more accurate. Like a virgin touched for the 31st time. Let's hear.
I don't
really hear it at all, but
it's such a number. 31st.
Yeah.
31.
This is the 31st time I've been touched. Wait. I don't know why this one's cracking me up. I have no idea. It doesn't sound like that at all, but for some reason, I love it. Touched for the 31st time. For some reason, that one got me. I have no idea why. All right. Heath says, does anyone really know the lyrics to Louie Louie from The Kingsman? I have no clue.
Didn't they change it every time?
Well, I don't know. You know that song, when it first came out, that song was banned.
Right.
Because people thought it was vulgar.
Exactly, yes.
But you still don't understand what's going on. I love that scene in Animal House where they're singing along. They did clearly. Well, they're all hammered at that point, too, because they just like inducted the guys. They rushed the guys in and hazed them into the Delta House. And then they stand.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like you have to. It works if you're drunk. Because then you somehow,
well,
you do know the words.
Yeah, well, that's one of the reasons why that scene is so funny and why that was like the perfect song to choose for that scene. Because these guys are completely annihilated. They're loaded. And what song can you sing along with and nobody will know that you're drunk is Louie Louie.
Yeah, it's very much like there's a new song, a Rihanna song. And on, what's her name, the Grande chick?
She Ariana Grande. Oh, yeah, and she sang it on the bit and said, I have no idea what she's saying.
Right.
Yeah.
Very much along those same lines.
And then 309 says, don't forget the Steve Miller lyrics. Robin his castle sounds like Robin his gasso. Maybe he just didn't know how to pronounce the SLE ending of songs, of words, or SEL ending. And he just would have the O there, like hasso, casso.
It's a speech impediment?
I guess. All right, we got a break here. More misheard lyrics coming up. 312-981-7200. I've got some texts coming in with your misheard lyrics, and we've got more here on WGN. Triple play Thursday. Yeah.
Boyz II Men had a lot of issues about trying to keep their ladies around.
Yeah, man.
They're at the end of the road. Yeah, they're on bended knees.
It's just tough, man. It's tough when you when you're between a boy and a man. Triple play Thursday, 224 area code says Boyz II Men. Yeah. Triple play Thursday continues. And so do our... misheard lyrics. Now, Esmeralda, you're going to enjoy the next misheard lyric because it's from a monkey song.
Oh.
So, it's from I'm a Believer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And the right lyric, of course, is Then I Saw Her Face, Now I'm a Believer. The wrong lyric is Then I Saw Her Face, Now I'm Gonna Leave Her.
Oh.
Now, whenever they mistake, when people like mishear lyrics that include the title of the song, I always think, what is possibly wrong with you? That the title of the song is in the damn lyric that you're mishearing. So when I, then I saw her face, now I'm going to leave her.
Then I saw her face, now I'm a believer.
No. Mm. No.
Yeah, it'd have to be real muffled.
I don't. I saw her face, now I'm going to leave her.
Then I saw her face, now I'm a believer.
No, it's not even close. How is that even misheard? And it's the damn name of the song.
Right, you'd think they'd put two and two together.
Come on. All right, how about this? Johnny Nash, I Can See Clearly Now. You guys remember that song?
Mm-hmm.
The right lyric is, I can see clearly now the rain is gone. But some people hear it as, I can see clearly now Lorraine has gone. So Lorraine left. So now you can see clearly. So let's hear how that sounds.
I can see clearly now the rain is gone.
I hear it. Oh, man.
No, that's there, man.
Sounds real easy to confuse.
No, that's
actually
absolutely there. That's there. Lorraine is his ex-wife.
I can see clearly now the rain is gone.
Yeah, Lorraine left, man. Everything's much better now.
It's going to be a bright,
it's going to be a bright, sunshiny day because Lorraine's gone, man. Thank God Lorraine left. I'm not going to miss Lorraine.
I can see clearly now Lorraine's gone.
Oh, that's good, man. That is good. Poor Lorraine. She was keeping Johnny Nash down, man. But now it's going to be a bright, sunshiny day because Lorraine's gone. All right. 920 area code says, four top song, Ain't No Woman Like the One I Got. I always thought was Ain't No Woman Like a One-Eyed Got.
What's a one-eyed got?
I don't know.
Some kind of monster?
Sounds like it. I think it's in one of the Lord of the Rings movies, the One-Eyed Got. Had to battle. Frodo had to battle the One-Eyed Got to get the ring to the volcano. Steve the Limo Driver, the Steve Miller song featuring the lyric, Leaving on a Jet Airliner, the whole summer I thought it was Leaving Chad and Lina.
Ugh. Wait.
Chad and Lina, I guess they were a couple.
Wait, what song is this?
Jet Airliner. You don't know Jet Airliner?
I know Leaving on a Jet
Plane. Oh, big old Jet Airliner. You know, I don't know Jet Airliner?
No. Oh, I for a second I was like, isn't it Leaving on a Jet Plane?
No. Jet Airliner by Steve Miller. Another fantastic song from Steve Miller in the 70s.
No, I've never heard that one.
You don't even, wow.
Sorry, I've only heard the Leaving on a Jet Plane.
You don't know, but that's not Steve Miller.
No, but I'm just saying, you know, in terms of.
Yeah, big old Jet Airliner. Carry me to my home.
Oh, wait, no way, I have heard it.
You can't turn on 70. You can't turn on classic rock and not have heard Jet Airliner.
Right. No, I've heard that one. Just don't really pay attention to it.
Can you get Jet Airliner? Yeah, 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 yeah.
You know what, though? I think I've always. It's a misheard lyric for
okay.
me.
Okay. What did you think it was?
No, I think. I don't know. Just a mishmash.
Just him going, oh, just big old
Alana. I'm like, who said that it sounded?
And that's the title of the song, by the way. Again.
Well, I didn't know the name.
It's Jet Airliner. But he says, Leaving Chad and Lina.
Yeah, no, I believe that one more.
Okay.
Than Jet Airliner.
Joanne says, I always thought Crimson and Clover. Now, the question is if Joanne says, I always thought Crimson and Clover was Christmas is over. Now, wait a minute. The question is Joanne talking about the original Tommy James version or the Joan Jett version? Because that's, I'm not sure. It might be different in the way they sing it. And I think that song's been covered by more than just Joan Jett. I know, you know, Tommy James and the Shondells did the original version. And then I know Joan Jett had a cover of it. And those were the two big versions of it. But I don't know if it's Crimson and Clover sounds like Christmas is over. All right, we have to break. When we come back, we've got more misheard lyrics. 312-981-7200. And everything's good now because Lorraine's gone. Me and Mrs. on the doggy stairway. Friends, kisses. Yeah, man. Triple play Thursday. Yeah, triple play Thursday. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. 815 area code requested a little Dire Straits for Triple Play Thursday. That's Down to the Waterline. Nice to hear Dire Straits, man. I haven't listened to Dire Straits in a long time. These guys are great. Mark Knopfler rules. So a little Dire Straits for Triple Play Thursday. Nick DiGilio here on WGN. We're talking about misheard lyrics. Lyrics are, what? What did he just say? Now, you can check out a very funny website called kissthisguy.com from the song Purple Haze, where some people think it's kissthisguy.com, but Hendrix is actually saying Kiss the Sky. Now, you mentioned, Esmeralda, you mentioned Rihanna,
mm-hmm.
who I can't understand anything she says. The only thing that I understand she says is Shy Ronnie. That's the only thing that I know. Because I don't listen to Rihanna. I couldn't tell you a Rihanna song. The only Rihanna song I know are the two Shy Ronnie songs that she did on SNL.
Okay.
Those are the only two songs I know. I think she's just got a weird voice.
It is a bit off-putting, yes.
It's a little weird. She sounds like a damn alien. You know?
It's a little high-pitched and not in a good way.
It's just weird. Anyway, she's on this list next. Now, do you know the song We Found Love?
Yes.
Okay, I don't. Shockingly. Dan, do you know the song We Found Love?
I do.
Okay, so at one point there's a lyric that says, What It Takes to Come Alive. Do we know that lyric? You guys? I don't.
It's just before the chorus.
Oh, okay. What It Takes to Come Alive. But some people think it's What It Takes to Form a Line. Apparently, Rihanna sings this at the DMV. So What It Takes to Form a Line is what they think this is.
What it takes to form a line.
Oh, I know that song. That's her?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, I know that song. But I can see that. What It Takes to Form a Line.
What it takes to form a line.
And what's the real one?
What It Takes to Come Alive.
Yeah, I'd go with the form a line.
I actually think form a line. It sounds more like, hey, listen. Eh.
What it takes to form a line.
I do know that song.
It's a better lyric, actually. If you consider the chorus of the song is about finding love in a hopeless place, if you're forming a line to go to a hopeless place, it makes it even worse, doesn't it?
And then isn't the next, like, it goes on and on and on?
Yep.
Isn't that the...
What it takes to form a line.
By the way, there is a clear use of auto-tune right there.
It's all right.
I mean, good God. I mean, come on.
It's not even a surprise anymore, Nick. It really isn't.
But I mean, come on. Come on.
One of my favorite misheard lyrics stories actually is about that song, but a different part.
Yeah.
Back when Bill Leff was on the overnights and that song was very popular, the chorus says, you know, we found love in a hopeless place.
Yeah.
Bill Leff had heard we found love in Oprah's place. And so I just imagine, like, Rihanna, like, on, like, the master class with Oprah, and she has this heart-to-heart, and then Oprah's just like, why don't you just stick around? That was really emotional. And so she's just, like, sitting on the couch, and there's a party, and,
yeah.
You know, she found love in Oprah's place.
Yeah.
She met a guy. And...
Aww.
And I wouldn't be surprised by that. You know, you would think Rihanna and Oprah know each other, you know?
She met Drake.
Is she with Drake?
No, they're not with. But pretty much.
Drake's Canadian, man.
Practice. Okay. What is that?
Does that,
I don't
does
know.
That mean like Sagan can't
he
date?
He likes Saga.
He can't,
yeah.
Can't date Rihanna. Those are the two.
Yeah, that's right. He likes Saga and he can't date Rihanna.
I like that. He's Canadian. All right. Well, good for him.
He can't understand English. He understands French.
Right.
All right. Well, here's the class. How did this one come in at number 8?
I think it's because everybody knows it that,
yeah,
you know, it's so ubiquitous that
okay.
everybody
well,
knows.
Here's what we've been talking about.
Excuse me while I kiss this guy.
Excuse me while I kiss this guy.
See, I don't hear it.
Well, another, maybe it's because we know what
right.
it is, you know.
No, but, you know, I know for, what was the one? The Lorraine one.
Yeah, Lorraine.
I know that it's not that, but it sounds. I
well,
can believe that it would
Lorraine.
Change.
Lorraine has gone.
I don't believe the "Kiss This Guy" one.
815 area code says the song "Chapel of Love." The lyrics are "Going to the chapel and we're going to get married." From the time I was a kid, and for many years, I thought they were saying "Going to the chapel, Abner going to get married." So Abner's going to get married in the chapel.
Well, that's nice.
Hopefully not to Lorraine, because he would be screwed.
Well, no, they get married. This is the prequel to that song.
That's what I'm saying. He's going to have to wait, you know, a bunch of years before he could see clearly. All right, how about this one? Spice Girls. Wannabe.
That's funny. I was just listening to that song earlier
There's
tonight.
There's a shocker.
And was we remarking how we didn't know the words? Well, I knew the words, but
yeah, to Spice Girls, "Wannabe." So the right lyric is, "If you want to be my lover, you got to get with my friends." Right?
Yes.
The wrong lyric that they hear is, "If you want to be my lover, you got to get rid of my friends."
I mean, sometimes that does
what
happen.
Is that? What is that? Well, that's going to happen eventually. Everybody loses friends when they get into a relationship. If you want to be my lover, you got to get rid of my friends. Sounds like the beginning of a film noir to me. So, all right, here we go.
If you want to be my lover, you got to get rid of my friends.
See, I can hear it. Yeah,
yeah
no,
I can hear,
I can hear that.
You got to get rid of my friends.
Make it last forever.
You got to murder my friends.
Although, it says, yeah, make it last. Friendship never ends.
Yeah. Unless you kill them.
Yeah.
If you want to be my lover, you got to get rid of my friends.
Got to get rid of my friends. Jeez. All right. Here's Kevin on WGN. Hey, Kevin.
Oh, hi. I just loving your show tonight, Nick.
Thank you.
I've been laughing my head off all night here.
Well, thanks.
I was talking to Dan, and I had a couple. Now, he mentioned the one is too close to the Jimi Hendrix one. But then while I was on the phone, I came up with another one. But the first one I had was King Elvis when he's singing Hound Dog. Well, they said you was high classed. That was just a lie. I always hear, well, they said you was a spyglass.
A spyglass.
Yeah. And then the other one I had, actually, I just thought of over your commercial, Bobby Goldsboro Honey. The first line, see the tree, how big it's grown. I've often heard cedar tree, how big it's grown.
Cedar tree, how big it's grown.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
right.
Cedar tree, how big it's grown. Yeah.
Okay.
But anyway, those are my couple.
All right.
I just love your show. It's
Thanks,
been
Kevin.
Great all night.
Thanks, Kevin. Okay. All right, let's hear the Elvis spyglass.
Well, they said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie. Well, they said you was high.
A spyglass? Kevin, really? There's a spyglass?
Yeah, I don't really hear it.
They said you was a spyglass?
It's the new slang the kids are saying.
All the kids are saying, that guy's a real spyglass. Hey, everybody. Say hello to the hip new spyglass. Great song. Romeo and Juliet by Dire Straits. 815 area code requested that. Romeo and Juliet by Dire Straits. Those guys were great. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Whatever happened to Mark Knopfler? Is he still working?
You know, he did a duet album with Emmylou Harris.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, it was really good.
Oh, man.
I gave it to Stephen Johnny as an anniversary present.
Wow. Yeah. I bet that's got to be. I'm going to have to look that one up. Knopfler was great. Boy, remember when they were the biggest thing in the world in 1985? Brothers in Arms? That album was monstrous. Oh, my God, was that a huge album. The guys are great, man. They're great. Yeah, nice choice for Triple Play. Triple Play! Triple Play Thursday! All right. Okay, so this next one that we're going to do here is one of the worst songs ever recorded in the history of the world of recordings. It is seriously, when this song, my friends and I made so much fun of this song when it came out. It came out, I believe this would be the 30th anniversary. Dan, could you look up the year that this idiotic song was released? I believe we are celebrating the 30th anniversary of We Built This City by Starship, which is one of the stupidest songs ever recorded. And terrifyingly, I believe the biggest hit in the history of that band, and I'm including all of Jefferson Airplane. So from the inception of Jefferson Airplane through Starship, I think this was their biggest hit. And then that damn song from Mannequin, I believe, came in second.
1985.
Okay. So we celebrated the 30th anniversary last year. So anyway, We Built This City. The right lyric is, we built this city on rock and roll. And the wrong lyric that people seem to hear is, we built this city on logs and coal.
That seems a precarious place to build a city.
Yeah.
Coal and...
fire hazard.
Yeah, bunch there you of, go.
You drop a match on the ground and your house is going to go. Your city, the whole city is going to go. Not
Come
just
on,
the house because they built
Starship.
An entire...
Get it together.
No, this was not Jefferson Starship. They dropped the Jefferson at this point.
Oh,
that was when they were just Starship.
Oh, okay. Get it together, Starship.
That's right. All right. We built this city on logs and coal.
We built this city on rock and roll.
No.
No, I still hear rock and roll.
Yeah, so do I. No, I don't hear rock and roll in that song, but I do hear the song. I do hear the lyrics rock and roll. How in God's name did that song even get really hear it? Logs and coal. Oh, oh my God, that song.
That song makes me want to shake my shoulders.
Why?
I don't know.
To get the song out of your head?
Yes, I'm having convulsions.
That song, God. And then they had that, remember when they had Sarah? Sarah! You remember Sarah? There was a time in the mid-80s, man. The Starship, that album, it was called Knee Deep in the Hoopla. That was the name of the album. That was the name of the album. What, my friends and I, we used to make so much fun of that record when it came out, man. It was just a joke. And the videos on MTV, every 5 minutes they were showing these damn videos. The Sarah was on every five. I remember there was a tornado coming in the video. And the girl, Sarah, was like in a small town on a rural road and the tornado was coming. That's the only thing.
She in her house?
I don't know. She's walking
on
like
top of logs
on logs
coal.
And coal. Yeah, it's built on logs and coal. But that song and that damn Sarah song and then whatever the hell it's the Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now, which they did. They did that. Esmeralda, have you seen the Skeleton Twins with Bill Hader and Kristen Wiig?
No, I haven't.
Oh, highly recommended.
I've tried watching it, but I got it from Redbox and it was a funky copy or something.
If you can, I have it at home. I can bring it in for you. It's a really wonderful movie, a terrific movie, and both Kristen Wiig and especially Bill Hader, like the best performance Bill Hader has ever given, are great in it. And they have a moment. They play twins, obviously, from the title. They play brother and sister, and at one point they lip sync "Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now," the Starship song from Mannequin, and it's really one of the greatest scenes in the entire movie. But that song was huge, and the building the city on the coals and the rock and the coal and the logs. No.
and being knee deep in hoopla.
Knee deep in the hoopla.
They got a lot of problems.
That's the name of the that's that lyric is in We Built This City.
Right. Well, they're going to be knee deep in the hoopla because of that logging coal.
That's right. That's not a steady place to build a city.
Yeah, no, not good.
You're going to be knee deep in hoopla.
That's their foundation.
I can't believe that that's the same band, this Jefferson Airplane, that some of the same people were in that. Grace Slick was in Starship. Grace Slick! Marty Balin was in Starship. What the? What? Okay. Here's Henry on WGN. Hey, Henry. Henry?
No, actually, it's Roger.
Oh, Roger. Hi, Roger.
Hey. Actually, the song you were just talking about with Starship, I used to think it was Rocky Road, the ice cream.
We built this city on Rocky Road.
Sure.
Okay.
Right.
All right. So it's just
a little less stable than coal and logs.
Yeah, but not flammable, at least.
Right, right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah. All right. What do you got?
Well, to reference this one, my daughter is a 14-year-old, and she's used to this because when we were potty training, I used to do CCRs. There's a bathroom on the right.
Yes, that's the classic one.
And then we used to rock and roll and potty all night. So
okay.
She's used to this. So she's a fan of Selena Gomez, and she has a song that I think it's called "Good for You."
Okay. I can't help you. I can't help you there, Roger.
I figured it was out of your purview.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. However, having a 14-year-old daughter, it's a little more in my wheelhouse,
yeah.
And I kind of get through this by making fun of the lyrics. I told her she's a vegan, and she said, "How do you know?" I said, "Well, her message is clearly in her song, and when she's talking about, I think she says she's 14 carat, referencing a diamond." But I said, "Hey, listen," she says right there, "she's for eating carrots.
She's for eating carrots. She's for eating carrots.
She's, yeah, pro-vegan.
I'm a 14 carats. I'm 14 carats. I'm a 14 carats.
Yeah.
I'm 14 carats.
I see.
Doing it up like my earth."
That's so subtle there.
Yeah, no, that's it. There you go. That's a special message for vegans. All right, Roger, thank you.
Take care.
Yeah, that other one that he mentioned is like second only to "Kiss the Sky," which is "There's the bathroom on the right." That's the other one that everybody.
By the way, I'm sure his 14-year-old daughter loved that he was talking about how they sang a song about potty.
Yeah, I'm sure she's thrilled about that. Thanks, Dad.
So embarrassing.
Yeah, she's mad right now. Thanks a lot, Dad. I got to go to school now.
All my friends listen to Nick DiGilio.
All my friends listen to Nick DiGilio on WGN. Now they're going to know I was potty trained and singing. Thanks, Dad. All right. Okay, we have to take a break. When we come back, we will have the news, and then we will have more lyrics, misheard lyrics, and all that stuff. And I do have a list of the 10 music acts that are the hardest to understand. So maybe we can take a crack at who we think are the hardest to understand in the world of music. Okay, we'll do that coming up right here on WGN. So good to hear these guys again. 815 area code on Triple Play Thursday. Tunnel of Love. Man, they have so many good songs, Dire Straits. Man! My favorite song by Dire Straits is Telegraph Road. Because it's 73 minutes long. So, Dire Straits, 815 on Triple Play Thursday. Yeah! So, okay. It's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're here till 5 o'clock, and then it's Steve Grzanich and the opening bell, followed by the great Steve Cochran at 6. And we're here every weekday morning, 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. And let's see, we got some more misheard lyrics here that we want to get to. And if you want to check out a really funny website, check out kissthisguy.com. Which is a bunch of people who have posted on the website kissthisguy.com about songs that they completely misheard the lyrics to. So we've got some more misheard lyrics here. 630 area code said, I used to think Forever in Blue Jeans was Reverend Blue Jeans. Yeah. You know, a lot of people thought that. That's a pretty popular one. Reverend Blue Jeans. Like, that's like there's a guy at the local church who's very hip. He's just a very hip, you know, young reverend, and he wears blue jeans. That's what.
Is this that Neil Diamond song?
Yeah, Forever in Blue Jeans. People, Forever in Blue Jeans, Reverend Blue Jeans.
Yeah, he'll be Forever in Blue
Jeans.
He's
just all, he's just a very, cool. He's a hip, cool pastor. You know? All right, here's one of the classic ones, Esmeralda. This is another one of the most common ones. Mm-hmm. This is Tiny Dancer by Elton John. And the misheard lyric is, the actual lyric is, hold me closer, tiny dancer.
Mm-hmm.
And the misheard lyric is, this is a very popular one, hold me closer, Tony Danza.
Hold me closer, tiny dancer.
I could see that. I think
it's funny.
Yeah.
Hold me closer, Tony Danza.
Was he even around when that song came
out? Well, no, because that's pre... Tiny Dancer was in the 70s, but it was before Taxi.
So Elton John knew...
He probably knew him. He knew Tony Danza.
He's like, hold me closer,
Tony
Danza.
I really need you to hold me closer, Tony Danza. yeah.
Hold me closer, Tony Danza. Yeah.
Another one by The Police. Earlier we played a lyric that almost sounded like Sting drops an F-bomb.
Right.
In the song, Every Little Thing She Does Is Magic. This is from Message in a Bottle, which is also a great song, mm-hmm. shockingly, by The Police, one of the best bands ever. The actual line is, a year has passed since I wrote my note. And the misheard lyric is, a year has passed since I broke my nose.
I could see it. No, I could. And hey, man, that's what happened.
A year has passed since I broke my nose.
A year has passed since I broke my nose.
He's going to write about it.
Poor Sting.
Poor Gordon Sumner.
He's on an island and he has no medical care. So he broke his nose and he's sitting around going, I can't get my nose fixed. Because I'm alone on this island.
So I'll just write a letter and complain about
what
it.
What am I going to do?
A year has passed since I wrote my note.
All right. Now, here's the one we were talking about a little bit earlier when Roger outed his 14-year-old daughter's potty training songs. There's a bathroom on the right.
And then, so wait, what's the original?
There's a Bad Moon on the Rise.
Oh, on the Rise.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I would say.
And again, the song is called Bad Moon Rising.
Because I hear on the right.
Well, the song's called Bad Moon Rising.
Right.
So that would kind of help you get the word rise instead of right.
I guess.
Yeah. John Fogerty's another guy who sometimes you got to strain to hear what he's saying. You're mm-hmm. like, What was that? What is he saying?
There's a bad moon on the right.
Your bathroom on the right. Now
the bathroom on the right. Okay. This next one is from REM. Here's the thing, though. I have a list of the 10 music acts who are the hardest to understand. Okay? I have this list here. Mm-hmm. And for some unbelievable reason, Michael Stipe's not on here. Michael Stipe, I don't know how Michael Stipe did not make the list of the 10 hardest musicians artists to understand. Because the first three REM albums, you can't understand a word he says. The album Murmur, I defy anyone to tell me what 90% of the lyrics are on that whole album.
Well, it's called Murmur.
Yeah. But he didn't make it. But this song, The Sidewinder Sleeps Tonight by REM, is on the list. The actual lyric is, call me when you try to wake her. Okay, that's the actual lyric. Call me when you try to wake her. The misheard lyric is, calling Jamaica. Calling Jamaica.
Call me when you try to wake her. Call me when you try to wake her. Call me when you try to wake her.
He's got a friend in Jamaica and he's trying to call.
That's good though. No, I can hear that. That's a hard one to understand. It's a lot of words he's saying in a very quick time.
Right.
So calling Jamaica. Calling Jamaica. Listen to the song. I'm not a big REM guy, which is weird because it should be. I'm 50 and it should be in my wheelhouse. I should have gone through that college. You know, it was like the time that when I dropped out of college, but the time when I would have been in college mm-hmm. was the time when REM was at its, you know, when I was in my 20s, REM was huge.
Yeah.
All of my college friends, everybody loved REM, never liked REM. Always wanted to punch Michael Stipe square in the face since the first time. But I do love Radio Free Europe. It's off of Murmur. Murmur is the only album that I can kind of stomach by any album by REM. I can't stand them. But Radio Free Europe, I love the song. I don't know what the hell he's singing at any of that. Dan, can you just find Radio Free Europe by REM and play any part of it? And it just because you can't understand and you can't understand a word he's saying. The song's awesome, but you don't understand anything he says in the entire song.
He's like the doctor's signature equivalent.
Yeah, that's what he is. It's like listening to them is like reading a prescription. Listening to Michael Stipe is like reading your doctor's prescription. Here comes the chorus. What?
Yeah, I don't.
What are? What the hell is he singing? What is he? And if I didn't know the song was called Radio Free Europe, I wouldn't have known the chorus. Radio Free Europe. It's the only reason I know is because it's the name of the song.
Yeah, he kind of fails to say the P and in Europe.
He fails to say everything that's recognizable by any human standards. But leading into Radio Free Europe is what I think he says is calling out in transit. Calling out in transit.
I heard radio. A transit.
That's what I think he said. I don't know.
I mean, the technology we have now, we can look these things up.
Well, I'm sure that the lyrics are written somewhere, but that song, I remember, it's like every time I love that. I think that song is really cool, but I'm like, I don't know what the hell. I have no idea what Michael Stipe is saying. All right. Maybe
transmit?
Yeah. Here, by the way, Sir Mix-a-Lot. People evidently have a little trouble with Baby Got Back.
What?
I like big butts and I cannot lie.
Okay, now how do you not know what that is? Are you ready for the two interpretations?
Wait, is that?
Yeah!
What?
Somebody can't understand I like big butts and I cannot lie.
Jeez.
Here's what they think it is. There are two different ones. I like big butts in a can of limes.
What is a can of limes?
I like big butts and I cannot lie.
I mean, can of limes. And I like big bucks. I like big bucks in a can of lard. I like big bucks in a can of lard.
I like big butts and I cannot lie.
No.
I could see the bucks. Like he's a hunting enthusiast.
Yeah. All right. Here's from One Direction. I don't know.
Oh, which one?
Apologize.
Oh, I don't know. Well, maybe I do.
The actual lyric is "It's too late to apologize," but the misheard lyric is "It's too late to order fries." Here, let's try this.
Oh, this isn't One Direction.
What?
This isn't One Direction.
I don't know.
It's, oh, man. Timbaland did the song as well.
It's too late to order fries?
Who is it? It's not
One Republic.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, One Republic.
Yeah.
All right, so it's One Republic, not One Direction. Like, that matters. Okay. It's too late to apologize is the real lyric, but some people seem to think it's too late to order fries. I don't know about that.
Yeah. No, I don't really hear it. Oh, goodness gracious. Yeah. What was that?
That was a sneeze. My brains came out of my nose on that
one. Oh, man.
All right, we have to break. When I say my brains came out of my nose on that sneeze, not a lot came out.
just a couple flecks.
Just a little. Just a little. Ain't no woman like the one I've got. Ain't no woman like the one I've got. Every day the sun. Yeah. Nick DiCilio here on 720 WGN. And,
can someone please draw a one-eyed got?
I need it. We need to know what a creature of the one-eyed got looks like.
Or just someone.
Someone texted in a little bit earlier that when they hear this song, they think it's Ain't No Woman Like the One-Eyed Got, as in a got with one eye. Whatever the got creature is, it's got one eye. And I want to say this. We just heard, Dan, you just told me this. Fred Winston was up. Legendary Fred Winston was up and listening to the show. Whenever I hear that kind of stuff, I get nervous.
Oh, no.
Do you know what I mean? Because I'm like, wow, God, he was listening? Like, that guy was listening?
Well, good thing the show's almost
because I just imagine just a bunch of drunks laying on their couch at home alone listening.
Oh.
But when a radio legend like Fred Winston is listening, I'm like, ooh, oh, don't suck too bad.
Oh, no.
So Fred loved the segment, and particularly that moment right there with the one-eyed God. Maybe Fred knows what a one-eyed God is. He's probably read the Lord of the Rings trilogy a couple of times. I think there's a one-eyed god in there somewhere. So, I don't know.
It's in the extra scenes.
It is. All right. Let's go to a couple of quick calls here. David is on WGN. Hey, David.
Okay. How about this one? Simon and Garfunkel. Mama, don't take my Coda Chrome away. I heard it as Mama, don't take my toilet bowl away. I don't know where I got that. That's how I heard it.
All right. Well, let's hear it. Well, that's, by the way, that's just Paul Simon. That's not Simon and Garfunkel. That's a Paul Simon song. But I can hear that one more time, Dan, if you can get that one. But I can don't take my toilet bowl away.
Doesn't he start singing it quicker?
He starts singing it quicker here, right? Oh, wait. Because he goes, Mama, don't take my coat of crow. Mama, don't take my toilet bowl. Mama, don't take my toilet bowl away.
I mean, that's
how I heard it throughout the whole song, though. Yeah. He didn't have to go fast with it. That's how I heard it throughout the whole song.
All right, thanks, David.
Was out.
All right, thank you, David. All right, take care.
She's a strict woman.
Yeah. She's going to take my toilet bowl away. My mom's going to take my toilet bowl away. And her name's Lorraine. Here's Mitch on WGN. Hi, Mitch.
Yeah, I blame my cousin for this one. It's the late 70s. We're driving around in his early 70s Volkswagen Bug. I'm pretty sure my feet were freezing.
Sure.
And England Dan, John Ford Coley, I really want to see, and I really love to see you tonight.
Right.
And it has the line where he actually says, I'm not talking about moving in.
Yep.
But I can't make it out on my cousin's crappy radio in his Bug. And I said, what's he saying? And he says, he's saying, I'm not talking about millennium.
Right.
I'm not talking about 1,000 years,
right,
man. I just want to see the night.
This is a great one, actually. This one's we've heard before. Go ahead, Dan.
I'm talking about moving in, and I don't want to change your life. I'm not talking about moving in.
I'm talking about millennium.
And what's the original?
I'm not talking about moving in.
Yeah, no, I hear millennials.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. I remember.
I'm not talking about moving in.
Okay, enough. Really, I can't listen to England Dan and John Ford Coley ever. I mean, please. If you were around in the 70s, that damn song was on the radio every 14 seconds. And it's a terrible song.
Talking about millennials.
Yeah, I'm talking about millenniums. England Dan. The guy's name were England Dan and John Ford Coley.
What? Says three people?
Two guys.
Oh,
England
two.
Dan and then John Ford Coley.
England Dan.
Right.
All right. Is that what it was?
The guy's name is England Dan.
Hey, England Dan.
I'm England Dan. My wife, Lorraine. All right, we're gonna go to the other studio here and talk with Steve about the opening bell. Hello, Steve.
You know, they warned us about these millenniums.
Yeah, I know.
Way back. We should have listened to the warning.
You should have listened to England Dan. He knew what he was talking about.
The millenniums.
Yeah.
There are some nerds all coming up on the opening bell.
Great. Thanks, Steve.
Have a good one.
You too. Good morning. All right, we got one more to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And this is also a very popular one, Esmeralda, that a lot of people listen to. And it's More Than a Woman by the Bee Gees. That you're, of course, familiar with More Than a Woman.
Yes.
Okay. The actual lyric is More Than a Woman to Me. And the misheard lyric is Ball-Headed Woman.
Man.
Ball-Headed Woman to Me.
I don't. Wait, is it on the first one or the second one or both?
I think it's. I don't know. You can kind of. Oh, here. It's Ball-Headed Woman. Bald-headed woman.
Okay.
Here, here. Bald-headed woman. Bald-headed woman to me.
Okay, I got it. Yeah. Okay. Aw.
I was in the seventh grade singing Margaritaville, Chuck says, and one of my friends insisted that Jimmy Buffett was singing Wasting Away Again in My Gorilla Suit.
You would.
Yeah.
It's going to be hot in there.
Oh. All right. 10 acts that are the hardest to understand. Number one, Ozzy Osbourne.
Yes.
Number two, Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, well, you know why? Because she doesn't want to get sued by Madonna for ripping her off so much, so she messes up the lyrics. Number three, Shaggy.
Yeah.
Number four, Sean Paul.
He's, yeah, they have.
Hey, what about the dude who rapped Snow? Remember Snow?
Informer? Yeah, I couldn't. I only heard something about prison and then butts.
You mean cans of lard or cans of lime?
Cans of lime.
And then Miley Cyrus, Rihanna is on here, Jimi Hendrix, Prince, Bob Dylan, and Jay-Z round out the hardest.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of Jay-Z where I'm just like,
and
what
did he say? I still can't believe Michael Stipe's not on that list. So, all right, we have to break. Hey, Esmeralda, we'll see you tomorrow for Fly Jams Friday. Esmeralda the Heart Melder.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we'll see you tomorrow.